This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 7 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden will be in sooner or later. He's got his children to deal with, so he says, although he did go to a concert last night. That's fine. Let's see if we can catch him, Jennifer. You know what I mean?
Do it. Let's try to get red-handed.
All right, Kenny Kessler is here monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Uri Geller will be with us later on in the hour. You know what's the big disappointment of the week? All these election stories, all the focus on election. You know, we've missed more than anything else this week. A really good, fun conversation about Ebola. We haven't had any time at all for Ebola.
Yeah, is everybody okay? I mean,
good news is the quarantine has ended for those exposed to Ebola in Texas. The last person being monitored in connection with the three diagnosed Ebola cases there will be cleared from monitoring today. The end of the 21-day maximum incubation period. 177 healthcare workers and community members had contact with at least one of these patients, their specimens or their medical waste. Last person was a hospital worker who handled medical waste was October 17th. So, apparently,
you know who's
nobody
really
gets
lucky?
Sick, though, right? What?
The people that are really lucky are the family of Thomas Eric Duncan. Because there were like six of them living in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
One bedroom, I think. Small area. Yeah. He was sick. Yeah. He didn't get sick. So lucky for them, I guess.
Yeah, right.
They'll buy a lottery ticket.
Yep. All right. Now, we have the situation with that lady, Casey Hickox, right, in Maine. She hasn't paid much attention. Yeah. There was that song. Didn't we have a song this week? From somebody that came up. It was the Country Music Awards.
Yeah.
There was that. You can dig that out and dust it off if you want to, Michael. Meanwhile, from the Today Show, Matt Lauer asked nurse Amber Vincent if she was comfortable with the training she got to treat Ebola patients.
Did you feel prepared by the hospital, by the nursing staff, by the management of the hospital to deal with an Ebola patient?
You know, we did not get much training. The first time that I put on the protective equipment, I was heading in to take care of the patient. So we didn't have excessive training where we could don and doff, put on and take off the protective equipment till we got a level of being comfortable with it. I didn't have that.
All right, and then he asked her about her traveling after treating the Ebola patient.
A couple of days later, you got on a plane and you flew to see family and friends in Ohio. Did you talk about that trip with anyone at the hospital? Did anyone tell you not to go?
No, I was never told that I couldn't travel. I talked to my ICU management team. I actually called in on Monday to verify that I was permitted to travel. And then, again, I was at work on Tuesday or Wednesday, and I talked to management in person, and they said that the CDC said it was okay to go.
All right, so let's broaden the scope of this a little bit.
Bad planning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not smart. Sierra Leone, one of the countries that's been...
Or Leone.
Sierra Leone? I like Leone. Sounds better. I like T. Leone. Yeah.
Wasn't he the guy that made spaghetti westerns?
Sierra Leone?
Yes,
right.
He's different.
Reportedly, in Sierra Leone, if you want to follow Jennifer's drift, Dr. Ken calls it Guinea.
So
it's Guinea? It's Guinea. It's Sierra Leone. It's all of these little countries. Why are we going down this road? Why do we care about the specific?
Go ahead. I'm just curious what happened in Sierra Leone.
They have. They've detained a journalist in Sierra Leone because he wrote information that the country sort of deemed critical of its responses to Ebola. His name is David Tambarya, devoted a segment of his radio program to a critical discussion of the president's handling of the outbreak, so he was arrested. Nice going there, Sierra Leone, or Leone. This is Charlotte. Can you hear Charlotte snoring? And hold on a minute.
Giving us the up close view just in case we couldn't hear it.
Mm-hmm. That's your read on the news regarding Ebola. All right, so we had enough Ebola news today. Anything else that is in front of us that we should be talking about? I don't think there's anything else going on here, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, the one thing that I did see that was sort of interesting, Israel's foreign ministry says they're not letting anybody into Israel who has gone, even if you're a resident of Israel, you can't come back. I think I'm reading that the right way, Kenny. Am I not? If you've gone from Israel to any of the countries that have Ebola, you can't come back to Israel. I think that's basically what they're saying. They certainly are not going to let people in to Israel from outside. If they just want to travel into Israel, forget it. And you know, the Israelis are the toughest ones when it comes to travel and protecting themselves. I think the rest of the world could learn a lot from this. We shouldn't let anybody into our country who has been connected at all, right? Instead, we say, bring them all over here. We'll treat them. Well, we have a good record in treating them. But why do we give ourselves that chance? Is it just that we're that good? We're good guys, and we want to take care of the rest of the world. We do that with everything else, so why not do that here? I'm not for that. Anybody else think that's a good idea, Jennifer?
Nope.
Kenny?
Nope.
Okay. In a moment.
Peanut Gallery agrees. Look at
that. Peanut Gallery seems to agree. In a moment, we're going to visit the people. There are a lot of people in the news today. Some names you'll know, some names you won't know, but people in the focus next here on Good Day.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
This is Nick.
Yo, Nick. Hey, what's up, man?
From beach to classroom, early mornings, 5 days a week. That's why he stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help his engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. So Nick's mornings go a little easier. At least until his students get to class.
Take your seats.
Nick is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
Hello, gorgeous. Bare Minerals just won its 10th Glammy Award for Best Prestige Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials of Bare Minerals makeup to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of Bare Minerals makeup, plus a free 5-piece makeup set. For yours, call 1-800-936-1480. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Bare Minerals Foundation gives you flawlessly beautiful coverage with a no-makeup feel. And it's clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin. No wonder it's won 10 Glammys in a row. And now you can try Bare Minerals makeup for yourself. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial. And join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals makeup and fallen in love with their skin again. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-936-1480. 1-800-936-1480.
Okay, today's sponsor is giving a free sample of their stress pill, Well Tabs, that's sweeping the nation. Over a million already sold. Because being a parent, working, or both is stressful. And Well Tabs can help you feel more relaxed, positive, and happy. And we have free bottles to try it for the first 50 listeners who call 800-642-5057. The powerful herbs and plant extracts in Well Tabs are used separately around the world to reduce symptoms of stress. And we have free bottles for the first 50 callers. Do you ever feel worn out, overwhelmed, or frustrated? Do you worry too much about money, your family, or what people think about you? The ingredients in Well Tabs can help you feel relaxed, stronger, and more confident, both physically and emotionally. So if you lead a busy life and want to feel less stressed, healthier, and happier, just call right now before today's 50 free bottles reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-642-5057. 800-642-5057. 800-642-5057.
All right, you ready for, are you ready for,
am I ready for football?
Are you ready?
I just think there's another story about, it's kind of a gross story. And so I don't want to do these things.
Well, then you got to decide before you tease us.
Because
you can't go, oh, I was going to tell you something gross, but I'm not going to.
But sure I can. I can do that. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. And the people in the news today include Lauryn Hill. You followed the story of Lauryn, the college freshman that has inoperable brain cancer. Last week I told you that she had her dream of playing college basketball right in front of her, and now she has achieved her dream. The story at DougSteffen.com. And now Wheaties has decided to put her on the cover of their cereal boxes.
That's awesome. I love
that. Isn't
that
cool?
Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, how many of you eat Wheaties? Kenny, you eat Wheaties?
I haven't had any cereal in a long time. I used to.
Breakfast of Champions. Mm-hmm. But it was always interesting to see who the athletes were. They had all kind of, how often do they change the athletes on the boxes? Every month or two? How, you see all over the yesterday.
You know, I don't know. Wheaties. I think there might be multiple versions.
Are there
at
really?
At the same time, maybe. I don't know. Am I wrong about that, Ken? Or does that sound right?
That sounds right, yeah.
Notice how whenever we aren't sure of what we say, we go,
Kenny? He's our man. Yeah, we're like, I think it's multiple people. I know that I'm on the cover of a Wheaties box.
Are you?
Yes, I am. And when they had this promotion when I was like 12, and you could send in a picture of yourself.
Really?
And they put you on the cover of a Wheaties box. So my dad sent in this horrible picture of me with a bad perm.
No.
And my Kings jersey, and I've got my arm up in the air, and I'm, you know, gawky 12-year-old on the cover of a Wheaties box. Yep.
Wow, that's very cool.
How's that?
Very, very cool. All right, next name in the news, Donald Stuckey. You know who Donald Stuckey?
Stuckey.
Donald Stuckey. No, anybody know who Donald Stuckey is? Donald Stuckey was the person who created Corningware. How many of you have Corningware? How many?
I think a lot of people do. Yeah.
A lot of people raising their hands have Corning. Is it expensive or is it?
Corningware is cheap, but it's not like the most expensive thing ever.
Anyway, he was a scientist. He invented Corningware. He died yesterday at the age of 99.
Good for him.
The dishes went straight from the oven to the dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could put it in the refrigerator. You put it in the freezer. It's pretty much, we have some here? Oh, okay. I didn't even know that. Corningware. But we all kind of knew what that was. I've been around Corningware.
Great branding, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Everybody, that's right. One of those things. It becomes like Kleenex.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It isn't really Kleenex, but the brand became identifiable with the product itself. Yeah, very good. Did you know, by the way, that the N-word is okay now?
Which N-word?
The N-word. Negro.
That's not okay.
It's not the worst N-word.
It's not.
Didn't I get your attention, though, by saying that? There's a published Army regulation that came out this week. Says a service member can be referred to as a Negro when being described as a black or an African American. I know that I was called to task this week by somebody, excuse me, who listens carefully to the program and is offended by the fact that I don't call black people African Americans. Well, I don't choose to. Well, I mean, I'm not going to use the N-word. I grew up around them being called Negroes, and I didn't know one way or another whether it was good, bad, or indifferent. But I'm not there, and I'm not in that skin, if you'll pardon the pun. But I thought it was interesting. This is the October 22nd edition of Army Command Policy. And in that policy, in the review, the Army says it's okay now to refer to somebody who's black as a Negro. I wonder how Negroes feel about that, or blacks feel about that, or African. Why do we refer to people as anything other than people? That's that whole bugaboo with me about women and race and religion and all that other stuff. 21 at the hour on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I stay up too late, got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say.
I don't want too many things, but I can never stay. At least that's what people say.
Keep cruising.
Can't stop, won't stop moving.
It's like I got this music
in my mind, saying it's gonna be alright.
This is the group, us, the duo, taking advantage of Taylor Swift's decision to pull her music from Spotify. They found tremendous success with their cover version of Taylor Swift's Shake It Off. So this is their version. Let's compare it just for the heck of it, Kenny and Michael, to Taylor Swift's version of Shake It Off. So what do we think? Which one do we like better? Us, the duo, or Taylor Swift?
You know, I think the duo's really cool, but come on, there's something great about this Taylor Swift version. Very poppy and fun.
All right, so about how do people... It's taken off of Spotify. So why would that... Explain, Kenny, how this works for people who are not washed in this department. So Taylor Swift decided to pull her music from Spotify earlier this week. All of it, everything, the whole catalog.
You have to have people buy it.
No, no, I understand that. But what I'm saying here is all of a sudden Taylor, the song Shake It Off, the vacuum created by Taylor Swift taking her music away from Spotify, creates this success for us, the duo?
Yeah, people still go on Spotify and look for the song. This was a recent hit for Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And they find us, the duo, and over a million people have been listening to this. And while it's not like it's not like a sale, the artist gets a percentage because of ads on Spotify.
Right.
So, they're
making money.
Money off of this.
And then it also boosts up all their other songs because Spotify says, well, if you like this song by them, you might also like this song
by them. Huh. So how cool is that?
Yeah, so they've moved right in.
Yeah. Good. Commerce. The American way.
Yeah.
And not that I want to see. I don't want to see anything happen to Taylor Swift, but I'm not sure we have to have a benefit for her in the next week or two anyway.
No, she's doing all right. She's okay.
Also, a video of the day from this week at DougStephan.com features singer Jesse Hawkins with a parody of Let It Go from Frozen. His version is called Let It Grow, remade entirely around the concept of growing facial hair to support awareness and research for prostate cancer and other male-dominated cancers. Growing a mustache during this month helps spark conversation.
Hair grows brown on the jawline tonight, not a razor to be seen. A kingdom of gentlemen, and it looks like I'm the king. The hair is sprouting like this manliness inside. Couldn't keep it in. Jesus knows I tried.
Is Jesse Hawkins a well-known singer?
Don't let them trim. Be the burly man every girl.
Is this the key to his success, Kenny?
Yeah, this has like 1.5 million views on YouTube. Already.
Really?
This went up in the last few days.
Letting go. Let it grow, let it grow. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it grow, let it grow. Shaving clean is such a chore. I don't care what my...
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. You can't beat the open road, but saving money on motorcycle insurance is a close second. That's why I switched to Geico. Reminds me of the time I switched to a new helmet without a face mask and swallowed a bunch of gnats when I accidentally yawned. Those suckers tasted bad. Unlike Geico Motorcycle Savings, which always taste real good. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Brand new. Big names to fall for. Kohl's has great savings on big names in outerwear. Get the family ready for cooler weather. And save on brands like Columbia, Dockers, Carter, and many more. Plus, visit Kohl's.com to get a yes pass for $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. See store or Kohl's.com for details. And save even more late Friday and early Saturday. Find great deals on big names in outerwear for the whole family at Kohl's Veterans Day Weekend Sale. Friday and Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Hello, gorgeous. Bare Minerals just won its 10th Glammy Award for Best Prestige Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials of Bare Minerals makeup to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of Bare Minerals makeup, plus a free 5-piece makeup set. For yours, call 1-800-936-1480. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Bare Minerals Foundation gives you flawlessly beautiful coverage with a no-makeup feel, and it's clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin. No wonder it's won 10 Glammys in a row, and now you can try Bare Minerals makeup for yourself. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals makeup and fallen in love with their skin again. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-936-1480. 1-800-936-1480.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Doug Steffens, good day. Doug, he just disappeared. I don't know. He's going to be back, I'm sure. I'm Jennifer Horn, though, in the meantime. That's Ken Kessler. And a big story. And Doug. Doug Steffens, too.
What?
Hey, Doug, Jennifer, big Doug, story.
Ken. Yeah, what?
At DougSteffens.com that Ken's going to tell us about. Star Wars has a brand new name.
That was yesterday's story. It was the big deal.
Ken said he wanted to talk about it. This is a new deal. So, Ken, what's the scoop?
That's Star Wars 7. They finally gave it a name. The Force Awakens.
That's yesterday's story. Who cares?
Yay!
Hashtag who cares?
One of the things that has affected all of us this week has been the immense amount of focus we've paid attention, focus we've had on the elections and the results and yada, yada, yada. So the usual focus of what goes on here has been changed, and I feel a little bit disheveled. I don't know if you noticed that. Today I've kind of been off my game a little bit. I feel like I have been, whether it's noticeable or not, because I'm seeing all
it's
these
noticeable.
Things. Is it?
No.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Booyah!
Booyah. So when we think about some of the silly moments from this past week, does this fit into that category? The Dallas Zoo selling naming rights for a baby gorilla and getting $50,000 for it? What was the name that was chosen anyway, Kenny? Do we know?
They haven't officially announced yet. It was giraffe.
What did I say?
Gorilla.
Gorilla. But it's a new animal that starts with a G in your defense, so it's okay.
Very close.
Well, okay, what would be a good name for a giraffe?
Johnny.
Johnny Jeffrey. The giraffe. Jeffrey the giraffe.
Ooh, how about Shorty?
Shorty the giraffe. What would be a good name for a gorilla? Dudley the gorilla. What do you
Gonzo.
Think?
Gonzo.
Gonzo the gorilla.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this naming would probably be attached to some commercial enterprise, right? Would you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this was not, they say it was not a corporation. It was an individual person.
Who decided to pay $50,000.
This giraffe sponsored by Amazon.
Yeah. Amazon the giraffe. All right. And here, the story from DougStephan.com this week about a man in Canada who broke up with his girlfriend after he bought tickets for a trip around the world. So now this guy is searching for a woman with the same name so that he can take a trip with her, or he'll sell the ex's ticket one way or the other. How about that? Let's
Beautiful.
See. Yeah. The name. Let's see. What comes up with it? Who's the name? Rowena Warren. How's that for a name? I don't know what his next ex's name is, but how, you know, have you ever done that with your name, by the way? Check to see who else is named Jennifer Horn. Jennifer,
yes,
got
I told you this week, I got like death threats this
first
week
and,
because
we,
my
I don't
name
think we talked about that on the air either. There was
we
a lady.
Did? I thought we did.
Did we talk about it? I don't remember. Did we talk about it? Okay. No, I just think it was interesting.
Well, we can't do that. There's payoff here involved. So there's a lady in New Hampshire named Jennifer Horn who runs, I think she runs the Republican Party in New Hampshire.
She used
right?
to be a radio person in Nashua.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we first came to know her, because she was on the same station we were on in Nashua.
She said something about the big wave coming and drowning Democrats, or people that didn't that voted Democrats.
Right.
Talked about that wave drowning them.
Yes.
And so I guess, you know, people thought that that was bad. And so I started getting a lot of, like, mean things being said on Twitter, like really bad stuff, tweeting me because they thought I was her. Like, hello, I was home. I mean, it happened Monday. I was homesick. I'm like, I didn't even do anything to offend you. Here I am coughing my brains out. Come on. What could I possibly have said?
But isn't it amazing how angry people get about stuff like that? It floors me sometimes to think about how it is that people just get themselves so cranked up about stuff. Anyway, yeah, that was a good. The story of a two-year-old, this is a good news story, two-year-old girl who was lost, her name Brooklyn Lynn Lilly. Have you heard that story?
Tell me.
Wandered off while playing outside her home in the eastern part of Michigan. She was lost for 22 hours in the woods. 2 years old in the woods for 22 hours. When the family couldn't find her, they organized, obviously, a big neighborhood and police search for this girl. And obviously, woods, this time of year, 2 years old, you think, oh, my God, this child is lost. Somebody grabbed her. Stuff like that. So the state troopers, a lot of firefighters off duty. See, this is the thing that I like about these. And it happened on my farm here in Framingham when the roof collapsed last February.
Mm-hmm.
And the farm and the cows were in danger. So we had volunteers. People weren't on duty at the fire department, police department, showing up, Department of Public Works. They just came to help. And that was the story with this girl. A lot of off-duty police and firefighters scouring the woods on foot, using ATVs. There was a big storm that came in, made the search almost impossible. Somehow, the trooper who found this young lady, Dennis McGluckin is his name, and he had a dog named Jax, found this young girl. She wasn't moving when they found her. Then she lifted her head off the ground, looked back at the officer, he said, and began smiling. So think about this. You're a parent of a two-year-old, and she's playing in the backyard. You see her 1 minute, The next minute, she's gone.
Gone. Yep.
And thinking about this...
What a nightmare.
Can you imagine what the emotions are of the parents? I think about when I put Charlotte out now, because Charlotte's blind. I leave her out in the backyard, and every once in a while, I can't find her quickly, but then I run, I know where she goes. But how do you avoid this sort of thing? I was thinking back to when I was, I don't remember what it was like when I was 2 years old. I'm betting Jennifer, you don't, and Kenny, you don't probably either. And or let's say you're three and you remember playing. Did you play in a sandbox? Did you play outside? Did your mother watch you? Were you close to the street? How were you, were there fences around? I'm just trying to remember with my children how we sort of contained them or curbed them when they went outside. I mean, I grew up in an era where my mother said, she didn't have to say it much, but I remember she said it to my sisters, okay, go outside and play, and the dinner's at 6 o'clock. And people from the neighborhood come around, you go play and do stuff. But does that happen today? How do you watch a child in this era of fear?
You know, I don't. Just to answer your question, just from my own life. I mean, gosh, I don't remember being two, but I do remember that if I was at home, I played outside in the backyard, which was fenced in.
Yeah.
If I was by myself, and I remember if I was playing basketball or something, my dad or my mom would always be out there playing with me in the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And then at my grandma's house, the same thing. Like my grandparents were always around in the yard, so even though the yard was fenced in, and I'd be, you know, riding my bike or whatever, they'd always be out there or at least looking through the window for sure. I don't remember ever being like I was like alone on the street ever.
Never felt like you were alone.
Never.
Kenny?
No, I don't ever remember. As a little kid, my parents were always around. Or I had an older brother and an older sister. And if my parents weren't there, they were around.
Mm-hmm. Richie, what about you? When you with your children, and when you were a child?
When I was a child, I mean, I lived right next door to all of my cousins. Mm-hmm. So we were all together the whole time. The four houses in a row were all my cousins.
Really?
When I was that age, yeah. Mm-hmm. With my kids, I mean, my daughter is 7 and my son is 10. My rule with my daughter is that you can go out front now. Okay, out back, either our house or the next house, over where her friends are,
yeah.
Or out front if there are other families and people out there in the court across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you are not allowed to be outside alone. You can be in the front yard, but that's it. Sean, I give a little bit more flexibility. He can ride his bike around the block, you know, stuff like that, as long as I know where you're going.
But what happens if he makes a mistake? And you don't know where he's gone.
Well,
he doesn't know where he is.
The other night, I asked him to take the dogs for a walk around the block. Yeah. And instead of just going, he'd been gone like half an hour. I'm like, okay, let me go around the block and look for him. And he wasn't around the block. Hmm. He had walked to the tennis courts and let the dogs off the leash and let them run around the tennis courts. Hmm. And, of course, that makes you stop and think. But at the same time, you got to give the kids a little bit of freedom and a little bit of a boundary. This is your area. This is where you're safe to go.
Mm-hmm.
If you go in behind the house to the creek, you have to take a walkie-talkie, or I have to be able to yell and hear you. You have to be with a friend.
You mean you go by
yourself. You actually give them a lot of freedom then.
It's hard, but you have to.
The neighborhood is pretty well, but there's a lot of people around.
We're in the back of the neighborhood. You don't drive on our street unless you live on our street.
Yeah.
Behind us is the woods and a creek. It's very safe, but you go with a friend, you take a walkie-talkie.
Mm-hmm. Now, does he have many friends in the neighborhood?
Our street, a lot of his friends from his class don't live on our street, but within two or three blocks, so, you know, they'll come over or whatnot.
Mm.
I won't let him ride his bike three blocks to somebody else's house.
You won't?
I would take him over there and just say, you know, okay, you know, talk to the parent, no, we'll pick him up for five or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's great for
the
side to think about it from the.
When he's in junior high school, you know, we'll get to that, but not yet.
What do you do?
Yeah, it's scary.
So much fear.
It's scary,
now.
But you can't. There's this fine line. Every single day, I go, "Am I a helicopter parent?
Yeah, right.
Am I too protective? Is he learning how to? Right? Is he learning how to live on his own? Is he learning how to think on his own?
Yeah,
and it's a fine line. It's hard.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. A lot of people comment when I go off on a tangent, some people call it a tangent, talking about some of the things that are near and dear to me with regard to certain products that I endorse and talk about on the air. One of those products is Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Take it every single day. Meredith takes it every single day. Charlotte takes it every single day.
I take it every single day.
Richie takes it every single day. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors. It is 100% pure and potent. 16 times the omega-3 content found in the average krill oil soft gel. It's unique, comes in a blister pack. The absorption rate is superb. You can almost feel it going to work on your pains, your aches, your joints, that kind of thing. And if your memory isn't working the way you'd like it to, remember I told you about how your brain gets hard and crusted, causes all kinds of problems, not only with your memory, but who knows, down the road, strokes, that sort of thing. Got to lubricate it. And this is a superb way to keep your organs, great for your heart, great for your liver, great for everything. Everything, everything, everything is better off when you're under the influence of Omax 3 Ultra Pure. So, how do you, okay, you've given us all that, Doug. Come on, how do we get it? You can call 800-316-7918. A couple hundred people every time I mention that number, call that number to order. Why don't you be one of them today? 800-316-7918. Okay, so you need one more thing? This sort of reminds me of my pals who are the QVC sellers. But wait, there's more! There is, as a matter of fact. Not only is this stuff great for you and make everything about your life better, but you get your first one-month supply without cost. Other than paying $12 in shipping and handling, you get a 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure free by dialing 800-316-7918, or you can go to Doug4, D-O-U-G-4, the number, Omax, O-M-A-X, the number 3, Doug4, Omax3.com, order it there. Get the, no matter what you do, get the free 30-day supply, feel, sense the difference, and then you take it from there. I'm not going to ask you to buy any more until you call them back and say, I want to get on this program. 800-316-7918 for Omax 3 Ultra Pure.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. That's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up.
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-993-1986. 1-800-993-1986. Call 1-800-993-1986. 1-800-993-1986.
All right, two things about the Pope that I find good. The Pope has excommunicated a priest who is involved in some of the scary stuff with pedophiles. I'd like to see him do that for pretty much all of the... Have any other priests been excommunicated in the scandal over the past, what, 20, 30 years?
Not that I know of.
Is this the first one?
So.
Isn't this the first one?
Could be.
Excommunicated. Good. Pope also says he objects to the practice of many Catholic dioceses. What's the plural of diocese?
Diocese. Mm-hmm.
This is the diocese of the Diocese of Worcester and Boston. Okay.
Correct.
Anyway, he objects to the practice of asking people seeking marriage annulments to pay for them. That's rad. Isn't it? Is that an old expression? Do people understand when I say rad? That's an old expression, right? It's rad.
Yeah, like 1985.
It's still a fun one. Yeah.
Radical. It's radical. I know when Ted Kennedy got his a big talk in Boston, when Ted Kennedy got his first marriage annulled, how can you get it? How can you disavow somebody you've had four children with? We laughed out loud about it. He gave the church $1 million and they annulled his marriage. So the Pope says, no more of that. Let's stop it now. So two cool things from this Pope. Good news. 51 after.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage. Period.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're going 0900 at J-Gate.
Whoa.
What do you think, buzzy boy? Are you be enough?
I might be. It all depends on what 0900 means.
Little darling, it's been a long, cool, long day.
How did you learn to do that?
What?
The talking thing.
Oh, same way you did, I guess. Mama, Dada, honey, you pick it up.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. It's
alright. TiVo, you can just freeze live TV? That's insane.
What, you don't have anything like that?
We have HIVO, but it's a disease. It's a horrible, horrible disease.
Sheryl Crow with her cover of Here Comes the Sun, which was used in the movie The Bee Movie, number one movie this week in 2007. So this is a seven-year-old movie. My heavens, how does time fly? Like the bee flies, the bee movie.
This one didn't win it over with me.
Didn't like it?
Did you watch it?
Yeah. I didn't see it. I kind of like listening to the audio sometimes without...
It's disregarded as okay.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
Chuck Curry, who's much better than just okay, is here. He's our movie man, responsible for all things video, DVD, you name it, when it comes to something that moves. Well, maybe not. maybe that's a little too fine of a qualification, but if it's moving on a screen... He's our expert. If he can't do it, nobody can. All right, so we'll talk about some of the movies that are out this weekend and some other movie news in just a moment. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost and get other incredible incredible flooring deals, plus 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, so Chucker, I noticed that Mark Wahlberg is going to be the star of a new movie called The $6 Billion Man, which sounds like an improvement from The $6 Million Man. Is that true?
Well, the 70s show, with the TV show in the 1970s, which starred Lee Majors,
right,
who had bionic powers, was a $6 million man. I guess they took in the account of inflation over 40-something years, so they're going to call it the $6 billion man. Mark Wahlberg will star, and Peter Berg, who directed him in Lone Survivor, is a pretty talented director, is going to helm that project. Mark Wahlberg makes about 4 big films a year. You know, Sony looked at Mark Wahlberg's career, say, 15 to 20 years ago and said, this guy's going to be a major, major player in the business. He probably would have said, maybe not, but he's lived the American dream and had...
Coming from where he come, a guy in the hood who almost killed a guy in his neighborhood, I mean, you got to have a lot of respect. He's turned his life around. Yeah.
Marky Mark!
He was a thug.
Remember when I did...
In December, his latest movie comes out, which is a remake of the 1970 film The Gambler, which starred James Caan. That was a really, really good film about a high school professor or college professor who has a serious gambling addiction.
I thought that was Kenny Rogers.
That was a TV movie. That was much more light affair. This is much darker territory to James Caan and this remake than the Kenny Rogers stuff. Anyway, this is the launch of where Hollywood releases its bigger guns for the holiday season. 2 movies big open this weekend, Doug. First is Chris Nolan's Interstellar, starring Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Michael Caine. It's expected to have a $50 million plus opening weekend. Also expected to have a $50 million plus opening weekend is Disney's newest animated movie, Big Hero, which is from the producers of Frozen. A couple of Disney announcements in the last 24 hours. Disney announced that they're going to make Toy Story 4 for a June 16, 2017 release. Tom Hanks and Tim Allen will be back to voice Woody and Buzz Lightyear. Getting that paycheck, Doug, has to be better than a CD because they must make a ton of money.
They announced the release date that early.
They have the release dates all in place. Well, that's the way the business works. See, right when they announce the project, they pretty much have the release date in place. It's sort of a timing mechanism to get the actors and directors and screenwriters prepped for the release date. And I'm sure you mentioned it. The title for the new Star Wars movie is Star Wars: The Force Attacks, which I like that subtitle.
I do too. That's
The Force Awakens or The Force Attacks? Which is it?
Awakens. I'm sorry. No. My bad. Hold on.
Right. I just am looking at the story we have at DougStephan.com about this. It really is pretty interesting how much attention is being given. You talk about an opening. This thing is going to have to be the biggest opening in ever. When this thing comes out, it'll kill everything else. I don't like to use that term. It'll be bigger than anything else that has ever been released, I'm going to bet. Yes or no on me.
I'm going to agree with that.
I'm looking forward to that myself. But I want to see the Matthew McConaughey thing. Try to do that.
I'll let you know I think Monday.
Yeah. All right, Chucker, good job. Chuck Curry is our movie man, responsible for a blog called Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can check it out at DougStephan.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. That's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.